From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. WNYT reports that local doctors are seeing more patients with symptoms of three contagious diseases, COVID-19, the respiratory syncytial virus, and the flu. Dr. James Sopperstone with Community Care Physicians in Guilderland said the outbreaks show the effectiveness of masking. The flu has not been a problem locally for several years, but now that most people are not wearing masks in public, it has returned. Healthcare officials are urging everyone to get vaccinations for COVID-19 and the flu. The short supply of antibiotics and Motrin or Tylenol has made things worse for those suffering. Sopperstone said, and I quote, "We are beaten. It has been a really difficult fall, and I've been doing this for 42 years. It's not that any of these viruses or illnesses are terribly severe. It's just there's so much of it," end quote. Read the full story at WNYT. Paul Kirby reports in the Daily Freeman that Central Hudson Gas and Electric Corp. is now not the only New York utility being investigated for billing practices by the New York State Department of Public Services. The New York State Department of Public Services announced on December 28th that New York State Electric and Gas Corp. and Rochester Gas and Electric Corp. are also being investigated for potential mismanagement of their utilities' billing systems and protocols. Officer Rory M. Christian, the department chief executive, said, and I quote, "Ensuring customer bills are accurate is the singular responsibility of the utility, and this expanded investigation of RG&E and NYSEG will determine what went wrong and how it will be resolved. Our bottom line is simple. We hold utilities accountable for any billing errors, and we will require the companies to hold customers harmless," end quote. Like Central Hudson, the two other utilities have seen a significant spike in the number of complaints from customers. The announcement from the overseer said, and I quote, "As a result, department staff commenced a review and an investigation related to a September 2022 change in the company's customer information and billing system," end quote. A report about Central Hudson was released on December 15th by the Public Service Commission's Office of Investigation and Enforcement, and the Public Service Commission voted December 15th to order Central Hudson to answer allegations contained in the report within 30 days. The Public Service Commission is deciding about, and I quote, "proceeding to determine whether the commission should pursue a civil penalty action against Central Hudson Gas and Electric Corporation for apparent failures related to the company's new customer information and billing system," end quote. U.S. Representative Pat Ryan, who represents the 19th Congressional District in 2022 and the 18th Congressional District in 2023, said on December 28th that, and I quote, "it is utterly disgraceful that hardworking New Yorkers are paying the price for utility companies' incompetence. I will not rest until any utility found to be ripping off customers or in violation of contract is held fully accountable," end quote. State Senator Michelle Hinchey, a Democrat from Saugerties, made a similar comment, saying, and I quote, "people have lost faith in their utility companies, but one thing is for certain, erroneous billing practices cannot be the new normal. All utility companies must be held accountable to the New Yorkers they are bound to serve, and we will keep holding their feet to the fire to ensure their families can budget their monthly expenses, plan accordingly, and feel secure knowing what to expect from the utility bill," end quote. The Public Service Department has heard about incorrect bills being sent to customers or very late bills being sent from New York State Electric and Gas Corp. and Rochester Gas and Electric Corp. This year, the number of customer complaints against the two companies rose to more than 4,700, which is 60% more than the two previous years combined. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. Amanda Burke reports in the Berkshire Eagle that the Berkshire Regional Planning Commission wants feedback from anyone who travels anywhere in Berkshire County. They are launching a regional transportation plan survey about getting around in the Berkshires. Nick Russo, a senior transportation planner at the Berkshire Regional Planning Commission, said, and I quote, "If you travel around Berkshire County, we want to hear from you," end quote. The online survey is available both in English and Spanish with links on the WGXC newsroom and must be filled out by the end of January. Survey results will help inform annual spending and infrastructure projects in Berkshire County that will range from $14.9 million to $34.2 million per year between 2022 and 2026. Read more about this story in the Berkshire Eagle. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.